This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mark Wirtz, CEO of fashion retailer American Rag CIE, and author of America's Simple Solutions, a book which tackles education, healthcare, immigration, taxes, gun control, the environment, gender equality, and other issues, and offers Americans simple solutions free of partisan bias, based on how these challenges are handled around the world. Mark, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
How are you, Eric? Nice to be here.
Doing great. Good to have you. I really appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us today. So let's kick things off, kind of changing gears from the norm. What is one thing about you or your business that you would like us to know that could be most helpful?
Well, any business that's successful is an act of love and passion and not seeking money, because those that seek money only don't have money, and those that follow their heart and have love and passion, they always have money.
And how true that is. I couldn't agree more with you. Passion is certainly, I believe, a key to success without a question. Now, please list three tips for aspiring entrepreneurs that you wish to discuss with us here today.
I think that the word for retail, which is my specialty in French, is le détail, which means detail. So most people don't take attention to detail. If you take attention to great detail, you absolutely won't go wrong. Another thing that we believe in at American Rag is that if we do something perfect, the majority of people won't take time to do something perfect. So if we take the time to do something perfect, then we feel that we're ahead of the game. And probably the last thing is that change is the norm, not the exception, and that what we're doing today cannot be what we're doing tomorrow, because if we're doing the same thing tomorrow, we'll be boring and people are going to pass us by. So we got to make change our standard.
Tell us now, I know you've got a lot of experience behind your belt there. What would be your favorite business quote? What has really been ingrained in you?
What I carry around in my, I wear glasses. What I carry around in my glasses case is a quote from a gentleman who I happen to admire. His name was Winston Churchill. And one of his little quotes that I have on paper is, success is never final. So that's something that I look at all the time and have for years.
Today we are joined by Mark Wirtz, CEO of fashion retailer American Rag CIE and author of America's Simple Solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find the design you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Mr. Wirtz, do you have any valuable tools or tips in addition about how you started your business for those that may be thinking about starting a business or have just started one? Any valuable tools or tips in that regard?
Yeah, but one thing that I always tell everybody, and I've been fortunate enough to be successful and to have been invited to lecture in various places in the world, and one of my credos for young entrepreneurs is, never work. I don't want them to ever work. I want them to look and see what their hobby is and what they do in their free time and what they love to do and what they can get lost in and make that their business. So don't work. Do your hobby.
And you got to love that. And those millennials are jumping all over there. Now, everyone should have a business or elevator pitch. What is your business elevator pitch?
Well, you know, we don't really have an elevator, a business pitch. Basically, there's an old cliche that customer is king, and I kind of follow that. You know, a lot of businesses, well, we do it this way, and they sort of impose upon the customer their way to do it and hope the customer tunes into that, and we do it the other way around. We kind of set up our way, and then our way is just set up in a transitory way that's just waiting to hear how that works with the customer, and then we'll adjust.
Interesting approach, and you got to appreciate that. Now, lastly, if you would tell us any interesting or fun facts about yourself in conclusion.
Well, I can shoot my age in golf, and I'm 70 years old, so that's something that's kind of unusual. I speak probably fluently five languages, but a lot of people say that I speak nine languages. I have an ear for languages, but I'm not the smart one in my family. I had an uncle that spoke 13. So, you know, most people find that fairly interesting. You know, I see it as survival because I do business around the world. And I think in order to talk to people, it's best to speak to them in their own language.
And I would bet one of those languages is certainly French, and the other would be Portuguese on the list of languages that you know. Is that correct?
Well, I read Portuguese very well. I went to school in Spanish. I went to school in French. I had Latin in high school. I'm fluent in Italian and do business there constantly. So Portuguese really isn't, you know, it sounds a lot differently, but it's if you're good in Romance languages, it's not a hard language.
And you are very correct in that regard. Actually surprised, but it does make sense. In conclusion, are there any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip that you'd like to leave with a listener today?
Well, I recently wrote a book called America's Simple Solutions, and it's an advocacy for something on the political and economic landscape today that there's very little of, and that's common sense. Things are said to be so very complicated today. Yeah, they're very complicated, but they're also very simple if you just kind of stand back and look at the forest rather than looking at each tree. So my book is called America's Simple Solutions. It has been as high as number two in the political economy section of Amazon's hot sellers new releases. And you could find out more of how I feel on various issues by reading that book.
Well, certainly have enjoyed your being with us today. And in addition, where can folks be in touch with you and also get more information about you online?
Well, on Facebook, I'm at Mark I. Wirtz, author, and then also at American Rag. American Rag is we have a website and we have a place for commentary and that sort of thing. But basically, the Mark I. Wirtz author page on Facebook is the easiest.
Well, once again, Mr. Wirtz, we certainly do appreciate your time. Continued success. You've done a tremendous job in the marketplace. And look forward to another opportunity of potentially speaking with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good day.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Wirtz, CEO of fashion retailer American Rag CIE. and author of America's Simple Solutions, a book which tackles education, healthcare, immigration, taxes, gun control, the environment, gender equality, and other issues, and offers Americans simple solutions free of partisan bias based on how these challenges are handled around the world. And for more information, visit markiwertz.com. On Facebook, Mark I. Wertz, author, and of course, American Rag at AmericanRag.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.